This is Passport to Texas. Now that spring is here, you know you'll be spending more time outdoors. And when you do, my advice, watch your step, literally.
Probably most people who spend any amount of time hiking in Texas have been within arm's reach of a diamondback and never knew it.
Andy Glusenkamp is a herpetologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Now, don't let what he just said about the big, scary, venomous western diamondback rattlesnake, the deadliest snake in North America, keep you locked up indoors.
Diamondbacks would, by and large, much prefer to avoid contact than get in some sort of fisticuffs with a large animal like a human.
These snakes play defense. They usually hang out in the vicinity of fallen logs, brush piles, and rocks. If they think you don't see them, they will lie perfectly still and let you proceed on your merry way. They don't court trouble. However,
if they feel threatened by you, the first thing that they'll do is buzz that rattle. On rare occasions when somebody reaches their hands into a crevice or is picking up firewood and grabs a snake or steps on a snake, then they're going to react violently, and that's when people tend to get bitten.
You know what you have to do. Be careful. Find more information about snakes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series and works to restore native habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nanstein.